Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, you're basically the only single person on the show for all intents and purposes. So, therefore, we have to live vicariously through your exploits.
Okay.
I'm, of course, no longer in the Tinder game. Mm-hmm. I haven't been for quite some time. And Seth's married to Phoebe. SBK's got a fiance. I've got my own thing going on mm-hmm. with a girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell us about this Tinder guy.
We spent all weekend together. We've been on three.
Oh, wait. Whoa. We spent all weekend
together.
Well,
we went on our second date Saturday.
Okay. What was the date?
We went out to dinner.
Where'd you go? Ava? I heard the eggplant parmesan is to die for.
We went to Red Mason Cantina.
Very nice.
Then we went.
What'd you have?
I had chicken Fernandez okay. with some broccoli on the side.
Very nice. What'd he have?
He had tacos. Mm. He made me try duck for the first time.
Delicious.
Oh, you like duck meat?
Eh.
Okay.
It was okay.
It's not all it's quacked up to be. So then after dinner?
We went to Backyard Barbecue and caught Young the Giant set.
Oh, powerful set, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was good.
They're a very good live band.
Yeah.
Okay. So you sweated together at the Backyard Barbecue?
Yeah, not a lot, though.
Any drinks? Were the drinks flowing?
No drinks at this point.
At this point?
Yes.
Okay.
Then we went to his friend's girlfriend was performing.
Performing? Is she burlesque? Is she Molly McMuffin?
No, she's a local artist. So we went and watched her. Well, we were going to watch her band perform. We had a couple of drinks there.
Is it Jerry X?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't you want to say that?
I don't know. I don't. Oh. So we went to go
see. We love Jerry X. She's a friend of mine.
We went to go see Jerry X. But she was going on at midnight. We ended up going to God's Waiting Room afterwards.
God's Waiting Room?
Yeah, it's like a bar inside Station House.
You are such a hipster.
You really are.
Yeah.
God's Waiting Room.
Yeah, it was. That place is actually really cool.
Are you drunk at this point?
Yes.
And okay. Cigarettes?
Oh. No
smoking?
Cigarettes.
No
cigarettes.
Smoking.
Nope.
Wow, what did you do to satisfy your oral fixation then?
Nothing.
How did you go from having no drinks to being drunk all of a sudden?
I had 3 glasses of wine at the Amsterdam.
Okay.
And then I had a glass of wine at the next bar.
All right. So you're feeling a little tipsy?
Yeah.
All right. He's feeling a little tipsy too?
Yeah.
Okay, so then after God's Waiting Room?
We shared our first kiss.
Okay.
And then
where?
In an elevator.
No, I mean, where in his body did you kiss him?
His mouth.
Okay.
Wait, who went in for the kiss?
He did.
Going down?
No, going up.
Okay, elevator.
Yeah, in an elevator.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so, like, you were on your way where when he kissed you?
To his car.
Okay, so you're in the elevator to his car and you kiss.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you guys say, hey, it's time for our first kiss, or did he just go in for it?
No, he leaned in and hugged me, and then next thing you know, we were making out.
In the elevator?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
So your plan was to walk him back to his car. He was going to leave.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then what happened?
Then we left.
Together?
No, separately.
Okay.
And I went home.
All right.
Then we ended up hanging out on Sunday.
Okay. So, like, Sunday morning, you wake up and text him immediately. He texts you immediately.
He actually I texted him when I got home. He told me to make sure I got home safe.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm. And then he asked me to hang out on Sunday, like then.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do Sunday before you guys hung out?
I went to the grocery store to get ingredients for dinner because I was making him dinner.
Ingredients?
Wait, man. Third date.
Well, I'm watching Breaking Bad. He's watching Game of Thrones.
Oh.
So we were going to watch a couple of episodes together.
Awesome.
And I was like, do you want me to make dinner since he was coming over? Like, instead of ordering a pizza or something. So
sure.
I cooked.
So what, like SBK said, what kind of ingredients? Yeah, what were you going to cook him?
I did wheat pasta with a pink sauce, turkey bacon.
Did he like your pink sauce?
Tomato. And spinach.
Did he just gobble up your pink sauce? Could he not
really
get enough of it?
He really liked the dish I made.
I bet he did.
But what else did you buy when you were at the grocery store?
Bottle of wine?
Nikki?
Oh, I did get a bottle of wine.
That's not what Seth's referring to, though.
No, red or white?
White.
Okay. Is the guy red or white?
He's white.
Okay.
Does he have a beard?
He does.
All right. What a surprise. So while you're there, you bought wine, you bought makings for the food.
And because I'm a responsible adult, I decided to get some Connie's.
After the second date!
What? Okay, it's the third date. He's coming over to watch TV. I just wanted to be responsible if something happens.
So you bought rubbers?
Yeah.
He didn't have his own rubbers?
I don't. I'm a 26-year-old woman. I don't need to rely on a guy. I need to protect myself.
So you bought
I need to be responsible.
How did you know what size? Did you buy a Magnums?
No.
Oh, he must have a small.
No,
I wear Magnums.
It was a very anxiety-ridden ordeal. I was standing in there. I didn't know what to get. I didn't know what brand to buy.
So what'd you get?
I ended up getting Trojans.
That's pretty good. I mean, they're the leading brand.
So Lambskin. You brought your own rubbers.
Bearskin something. Right. I don't
bear
know.
Bearskin rubbers.
The thin ones. I don't really know. I just grabbed a box.
Bearskin rubbers.
And by thin, you mean no rubber.
I was having a lot of anxiety about it. I didn't know what to get. My best friend wasn't answering her phone.
Right. So you bought Trojan bearskins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Did you leave those prominently on display for when he came over?
Yeah, did you let him know you had them?
Right.
No.
Like, hey, just in case you think things might go this way tonight, I bought rubbers.
No.
No?
No.
All right. Did they come into play at all?
No.
Okay. But you still did something that one could wear a condom for.
Yeah, do we want to? Yeah. Let's. So wait, so you made him dinner.
Uh-huh. Let's not fast forward.
Yeah.
Let's get to the dessert.
Sorry. I'm getting so excited.
Stop fast forwarding through the first 10 minutes of the porno.
Right. So you finished dinner. He laps up all of your pink sauce. And then was there dessert?
No.
Lame.
I don't do dessert.
Jeez.
Really?
How about a polar cup or something?
Yeah, just kind of like a little like good humor strawberry shortcake bar.
Some Dippin' Dots.
Chipwich.
We had pasta.
That is a little heavy.
Okay.
All right. And plus there are rubbers waiting for an after.
Yeah, Nikki had to spend too much time looking for the rubber. She didn't have time to go look for some Baskin Robbins or something.
Now, did you accidentally let the rubbers fall out?
Oops.
What are these?
They were in my drawer where they have stayed.
Were you phobic that they were going to do a price check when they were ringing up all your items? And they're like, I can't find a price. Bing! Price check on these Trojans and Lambskins on 5-4, please.
No, because they don't do that anymore.
Okay, I didn't know.
How do you go from just making out in the elevator after a second date, you're pretty sure you're going to have sex with a guy on the third date?
Good question.
Okay, because, like, third date is normally, like, that date.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh,
really? That's all it takes?
Damn, back in my day, we had to do 4 or 5 dates.
Okay, I mean, you know, I was attracted to him. It could potentially happen.
Sure.
So I just wanted to be prepared.
Did you feel his bulge while you were kissing him in the elevator? Could you, like, get any feel for, like, what he was working with?
No.
So you guys have talked about sex.
No.
Well, how did you know that, you know, maybe he's a monk?
I was just getting them just in case. I didn't know if I was going to use them with him. I just had them.
So what? If he comes over and doesn't bang, you're going to find some other guy to come over?
No.
These rubbers are going bad.
I don't understand what the big deal is.
You like wheat pasta?
It's like a gallon of milk.
I don't get what the big deal is that I bought condoms.
Oh, no. It doesn't mean anything at all.
He didn't say anything like at Young the Giant where they had that song My Body. Did he say, hey, I want your body or I need you or anything like that?
No, we left before My Body.
Whoa. Now, question. Yeah. What if he had condoms and you noticed them? Would you have been offended?
No.
Okay. Just would have saved you a trip.
No.
Okay. So take me through the point. You finished dinner. He says, did you buy any dessert? You say no.
He didn't ask that.
He should have. So then you're watching what? Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad? Or both?
We watched a couple episodes of Breaking Bad, a couple episodes of Game of Thrones.
That's like 4 hours.
Night right there.
Yeah.
So now it's getting late.
There's a lot of making out.
Describe making out.
Like making out.
Like a
show me on my hand.
No.
Did he feel your boobs?
Some heavy petting.
Heavy petting?
Oh.
So he not only felt your boobs, he went...
Now, are we talking petting or groping?
Yeah. There's a big difference. Did he go through your pants? What were you wearing below the waist?
Jean shorts.
Those are tough. Did he go over the pants, or did he jam his hand down the front of him? Did you unbutton for him?
I don't like all these details you're asking for.
I mean, I like to paint a picture.
He's a pervert. He reads light erotica.
What?
He needs details.
What happened? Did he, you know,
Did he?
I mean.
Oh, boy.
What? Now, when you say heavy petting, were you petting him heavily?
Not at that point. I mean, we fooled around. Like, what do you want to? We fooled around.
What was the degree of this fooling around?
I mean.
Did one of you?
I mean, yes.
Whoa.
One of you had a happy moment.
Yeah.
Did both of you have a happy moment?
No. Almost.
Oh. So he couldn't quite get you there.
I mean, it was the first time. It doesn't always happen.
It's you don't have to tell me, okay?
So you had sex?
No, we didn't have
sex. A form of sex?
Did you have a form of sex known as hand sex?
And other stuff.
Did you kiss it? You kissed it, didn't you?
Lewinsky.
Naughty Nikki.
Did that? On the third day? Did you get the condoms? No!
Well, we actually have his doctor on the phone right now.
It's Eric Collins. Hey, guys, I'm the same manager from Ava. Whoa, so third date. Did you just go right in for it, or did he push your head down? Like, how did that go down?
Oh, wow. Definitely did not push my head down.
All right, just making sure. I hope he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Did he suggest that, or
no.
Did you just go right for it?
I just went for it.
Did he try to stop you?
Nope. Yeah.
Were you guys on the wine at the time?
I mean, we had a glass and a half or something like that.
Mm.
You know what he did, Garabo?
Tell me.
He slept over.
He did.
What? On the third date?
Yeah.
So you're pretty much living together now.
No. We, like, you know, cuddled and watched some more TV.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was in my car, like, within 30 seconds. Gonna get
some we were talking.
Ugh.
Don't you only have a twin bed? How did he sleep over?
There's nothing left to talk about.
I have a queen size bed.
You already did all your mouth that I care for you to do. What's more to say? Unless it's...
We talked and we kept...
Wait, how do I ask this? Show me on the doll where... Things stopped.
I'm the doll.
Seth's the doll.
What do you mean?
Point to Seth where things stopped.
Oh.
You know, when he was, show me on Seth.
What? What's your point to?
I don't like this conversation anymore. I don't like it at all.
Can I tell you, you should not have, I didn't even have to try to dig into Nikki yesterday. She did. When I came up here, I was doing some work for the show and she was running the best of it. She just started divulging all
this
information.
We're friends.
We are, but I have to produce this show.
Did she just bust out with like ISTD?
No,
I did not even, I didn't even try.
Like, hey, how's your weekend? ISTD, how's yours?
He asked those questions.
Wow.
And I had the same reaction, second, third date. I mean, Nikki is going all in on Tinder, bro.
So he spent the night afterwards. Obviously, I would too. Like, if it was there, I probably would have left. But since you allowed it there, mm-hmm. I would have
okay.
given you the honor of sleeping with you.
Okay.
So the next morning, you wake up together. Mm-hmm. And
he made breakfast.
At your place?
Yeah. He asked me if I wanted to go to breakfast with them. And
right.
I said, do you want me to make something here? Like, I have stuff. And he goes, actually, I can make a pretty good omelet. And I said, okay.
Wow.
So.
And then he said, I'm going to let you. So- that's
not,
what I would have said.
He did not say that because he's a gentleman and
good.
A really nice guy.
So he made you breakfast with your own ingredients.
Yeah.
What did he make? Egg white omelet with one inside?
Spinach. Whoa. Turkey bacon.
What?
And a little cheese.
You should probably husband him up. You go
it was
ahead.
Really good.
When's the next date?
Tomorrow night.
Getting them rubbers.
Russian things a little bit, probably. He's going to hit it tomorrow.
You might as well do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did he hit it yesterday? We didn't get to
no,
the end of the date.
No.
You're kind of all in now.
Yeah. How'd the date end? They just drove home after making you breakfast?
And then we hung out some more.
Wow. Hung out some more, meaning you did that again?
We watched another episode of Breaking Bad.
Just kind of glossed right over that.
We made out a little bit.
Oh!
More heavy petting?
Cuddled.
More heavy petting?
We listened to some music.
Was there another?
Yeah.
There was.
There was.
Did you let him, did you allow him to, you know?
Reciprocate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did?
He offered it first.
Man, these millennials.
I was really reciprocating.
What happened to romance?
Order it up on your phone.
I was really like, I was really just paying him back.
For the breakfast?
No.
For what?
But you asked me before that.
Oh, so, but he didn't do that the night before.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Oh, he left that part out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he did that first.
Uh-huh.
Did he ask first or did he just go right for it? He just went right for it?
Yeah.
How bold. Are you supposed to do that? Aren't you supposed to ask?
No.
You at least. You
know. Did you have a second thought? Were you like, oh my God.
Yeah. That's very personal.
It sure is. Very intimate. But you just let him have at it.
I said,
you didn't try to stop him?
Nope.
Wow. But he didn't quite.
No.
It can be difficult the first time. Second time, he probably got it done though, right? No? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Yeah. I don't like these conversations.
Oh, this is so great. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
So you're hanging out again tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's when the sex happens, right?
I don't know.
Does he know that you bought condoms? Did you tell him, like, hey, just in case it goes this way, I got rubbers?
No, we talked about it afterwards. Like, because we were talking about, like, talking about different things or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I told him my embarrassing scenario.
And what did he say?
Nothing.
So, like, the actual sex is really no big deal. It's just a formality now, right?
Right. Like, it's all over, but the pounding.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
sex date tomorrow night. You're going to have, like, candles lit, a little negligee when he comes over.
We haven't decided what we're doing yet.
Oh,
I
think you've
decided what
you're
doing. I don't think he's coming over to my house, so. Oh.
You should write instructions with a Sharpie on your shirt. Do this.
Oh, this is great, Nikki. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
I mean, you really like him, don't you?
I do like
Clearly.
Him.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, you let him.
Oh, if I didn't like him, what's the problem?
Oh.
Like, what's the big deal if I didn't like him?
Well, but hopefully you would like someone.
I do like him, or I wouldn't have interlocked fingers with him or cuddled with him or let him spend the night. Like
that part.
Yeah. Or, well, the other parts too, but I'm just saying those are big deals for me.
I just got a text. Even Carmen thinks you're moving quickly on this one.
Okay.
What?
That's fine.
Wow.
There's some girls who like do that stuff on the first date.
You wait till the second.
It was the third.
This is something else.
This is great. You should fund their next date, Garabo.
All right. Wherever you guys want to go, it's on me.
Okay, cough up the money.
Payback. And so no smoking at all.
No.
But there was oral activity.
Why are we focusing on these points, not the point that I met a nice guy that I
great.
Like? And that's nice.
It is.
And sweet.
It's super.
If you had to say
a good kisser.
If you had to say this guy looked like one member of Drew Garabo Live, who would you say he resembles?
None of you.
Well, I mean, if you had to pick one.
Literally none of you.
Carrie Tebow said, so Nikki did, in fact, have dessert.
A little creme brulee. I wish we could hear the guy side of this.
Yeah, can you have him call up?
No,
it's too. We don't want to jeopardize
it. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did this once before, and it went horribly.
Oh.
I mean, us just talking about it last time. Just forget we ever said anything.
He doesn't listen to the show.
That is even better.
Yep.
Not yet.
I like this guy.
No, he will not listen to the
show. Is he one of those, I don't listen to the radio bros?
Yeah.
What does he listen to?
Music, and he doesn't listen to terrestrial radio.
Oh,
yeah, one of those guys.
Yeah. Douchebags.
He will eventually listen.
He's not a douchebag. He's very nice.
Badass Mike said, Nikki's new boyfriend when she busted out the rubbers. These are no good. I need magnums, you idiot. Oh, too soon.
This is great. So we should call your mom and see what she thinks about all this.
Oh, she asked me if I had sex with him because my stepdad, I guess, told her that the third date is like the sex date. She's like, you didn't have sex with him, did you? I said, no.
Did she tell him you had a mouth party, though?
No, she was proud of me. I told her we cuddled.
I will pay for your next dinner out if you let me call your mom right now and tell her that you had a mouth party.
Oh.
Call.
I'll pay your next. Your next date is on me.
Two dates.
Funded by Drew R. Garabo.
She's going to find out anyway.
And the rubbers.
You might as well get you dinner.
Buy the rubbers, too.
I'll buy the rubbers, too. Throw in a pack of magnums that I have laying around.
I don't like this.
I like it.
Come on.
Let us call your mom.
Next date's on me. Gift card to Applebee's, wherever you guys want to go.
Applebee's?
Yeah, I can rip for Riblets.
Little Riblets, yeah.
You know, you love Riblets?
No, I don't.
Okay. Outback, Carrabba's.
Ava's.
Tijuana Flats.
Ava.
Fine, hold on.
Ukulele?
Let me get her on the phone.
All right, well, we got to take a break. Let's do Kevin's Kitchen real quick, then we're going to see if we can get your mom's info. This is unbelievable what's happening here.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
All right, Logan is in place. We've got the male stripper himself in the house.
Let's dance, too.
Let's you and I dance while we watch him work his magic. Let's get him in place and get Nikki over there on the couch, and let's do this.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Logan the male stripper is, oh my God, he's really dancing on those girls.
Nikki is touching his chest. How do you feel?
I feel really awkward right now.
Oh, yeah. Take that fire jacket off, Logan. I mean, take it off.
I was going to say, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Nikki, look at him in the eyes, okay?
Oh my God, he's putting his hand on her ass.
Nikki's touching his
I mean, her
his
hand
bottom.
On his ass. No! Oh my God, her, both of Nikki's hands are on his buttocks.
Touch it, Nikki.
Touch it, don't be afraid.
No! This is the feel of your...
What are you doing?
Oh my God.
Holy crap, this dude gets into it. I had no idea. Oh, yeah.
I think we're about to lose the suit here. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. He's
here
getting naked.
Here comes the muscles.
Look at his shirtless body, Seth. That man has a physique with a capital F. Holy cow. Look at him grinding on Nikki.
Nikki is rubbing his chest right now. Not by choice.
Dude, look at her. She looks terrified.
Now, Nikki, you're acting like you don't like this, but you like this. Be honest, right?
Oh, this is so awkward. This is the most awkward thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
So great.
No way. Oh, yeah. Touch his pecs.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. He's shirtless and he's humping. He's humping her boobies.
Oh, yeah.
He licked the side of her face.
Yes.
This is so awesome.
I mean, no.
No, terrible. Oh, this is awful.
Here comes the butt.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Nikki.
There's the butt.
What are you? Who is that? Who is that, Drew?
I don't know.
Nikki, what's your favorite part of Logan's body right now?
What's your favorite part of Logan's body?
I don't know.
What about the guns? How are the guns looking? Look at those guns.
Bazookas, dude.
They're nice.
I feel so inadequate.
God, me too, man. This has really made me feel horrible about
myself. Can we turn the Enrique Iglesias up? I can't feel it over here. Yeah. I really want to feel it.
I honest to goodness don't know what's going on. I feel so
What do you mean, what's going on? Logan's doing a dance for a virgin. He's trying to dance Nikki out of her virginity.
Again, that is rockstarpartystrip.com. Nikki, how close are you right now to losing your virginity to Logan?
Not close.
Not close yet?
No. Right. Logan's losing the socks now.
Keep working harder.
Oh, my. Stand
yeah,
up.
Get up, Nikki. Get up.
Standing
up. Here we go.
On your knees, please.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. On your knees. Do it. Do it. Face party.
Grab a side. Grab a side. You gotta help me take these off. All right, ready? Coming three. One,
two, three. Take those pants.
Oh, she pulled his pants down.
Oh my God.
She's so ready for it. My God, that girl is ready for some love. He's in his underpants. He's feeling all over her body.
Nikki's starting to like this.
Nikki, come on. You love this. You got a guy to email you a crank shot the other day, and this is the next best.
Oh, my God. He's thrusting against her backside, Seth. Oh, he smacked her ass. This is so great. This is so awesome. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now, Danielle, would you be able to handle all this butt slapping?
I honest to goodness, I don't think I can handle this. This is way more intense than I had ever thought.
Oh, yeah. She's down on the couch.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
This is strange. Oh, no.
Dude, he's in his red underpants, and he is grinding on Danielle. Yeah.
I don't know about this.
What do you think?
Oh, no.
What do you think?
Oh, my God.
He's straddling both of us right now.
Oh, yeah. He is enough man to take care of both of you.
I saw his unit. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
I didn't see it. I just saw the bulge. I've really tried to avoid it.
Don't be afraid. You see my bulge all the time on Underpants Party Fridays.
That's right.
What's the next song? What are we playing here?
It's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got both girls on the couch. He is grinding his quads.
I don't know about this.
Danielle's turning 50 shades of red.
I don't like it.
What do you feel like? You're getting raped or something, Danielle?
It's just a dance.
Relax.
Yeah, we're all just dancing. Everything's fine.
We're all having a good time.
Yeah, it's all friends here.
He's shaking in front of Nikki. How do you feel?
I'm very awkward right now.
I'm not awkward. I'm loving this.
No, this is great. There's nothing awkward about it. I'm just honored to be a part of this.
You should be.
Yeah, it's great. I hate his body, though, because it's so much better than mine.
It is. I mean, no way. You've got a great body,
Thank
Drew.
You. No, but that's
Nikki's
nice to say.
Getting some more. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Why do you keep spreading my legs?
That's the way you lose your virginity. Hello.
There's some things we need to explain, I guess.
Yeah. So great. He's thrusting upon her.
Logan, are women normally, this hesitant when you're grinding on them? Because I would just let you take
Virgins,
me over if
baby.
I was a woman. Yes.
If you were.
Yes, if I was.
Of course.
You get the whole range from totally over the top to totally reserved.
Okay.
You know.
And where would he put Nikki in that category? Totally reserved?
She's on the reserved side.
Okay.
Yeah, she is.
Don't be afraid, Nikki.
But
let
few
loose.
Shots if she's with her girlfriends. Oh. If you're out at Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's gone.
There's a thumb.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Oh, I didn't anticipate this.
I didn't.
Okay, it's fullbacks. I didn't anticipate this.
It's getting weird in here, Seth.
Danielle. Danielle, are you all hot? What's wrong with you, Danielle?
I don't know. I'm folded up like a pretzel. I think it's just because I'm married and this feels very strange to me. I haven't had another guy's thighs touch me in 6 years. Oh my gosh.
How much can you squat, Logan? You've got some thick legs.
Yeah. 405.
405, oh, yeah, no problem. All, yeah. Come on.
No big deal. Spud Webb over there with those tree trunks for legs. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, wow.
All right, we should probably wrap this up.
Is this going to be the grand finale?
Oh my God. He's got her bent over. Oh, my God. He's got her bent over. That's how it's going to feel the first time, Nikki, except a lot more painful.
Oh, yeah, pull him the hair.
That's the move. Nikki. Yeah. You like that, don't you?
Yeah. Treat her like a whore.
Oh, yeah.
You virgin whore.
You're a virgin whore. Drew's right.
I am not a virgin whore.
Oh my God.
Woo.
I feel like I feel okay.
All right.
Okay.
Throw some cold water on that.
All right.
Guy. Well done. Kudos.
Thank you.
There we go.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Why am I still clapping?
Me, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Nikki, that's exactly what your first time is going to be like, except a lot more painful.
Turn that, I don't know who sings Bottoms Up in the Club. Is that Jaquan?
I have no idea.
Who does that one? Big Sean?
One of those guys.
I'm sorry. Okay.
So, Nikki, you look a little flustered.
Wipe me down. It's a little boosy, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And Danielle, you also look a little flustered.
I'm a little bit flustered. It's nothing against Logan. He's a very attractive guy, and the fireman suit is definitely my thing. In fact, he texted me and asked me what I would prefer that he bring, and I chose the fire suit.
I like how you didn't run that by us at all. You normally run everything by us, yeah. But you just took care of that on your own.
I took care of that on my own. I guess it's weird because I'm married and I just never have been in contact with a male stripper.
But you let Derek go to the strip clubs.
Yeah, Derek can go.
But that's what happens at the strip clubs,
Danielle. I
understand. Yes.
I get it. And that's why I don't really want to go with him. I'm fine with him going, but I don't want to know that that's what happened.
My husband's actually hired me for their wives.
Really? And do they like to watch or do they leave?
No, they stay there. It's like if it's a big party, you know, like it's 50th birthday or something, a lot of husbands will hire you.
Will a guy just hire you just to come over and dance for his wife and he's the only one there?
Once in a while.
Really? Once in a while? Okay. Yeah. What? Drew, why
you mean the wife's
usually,
not even there?
Usually it's to, you know, give the wife the chance, you know, that he had when they went to the strip club.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, not a lot of outlets that females can go to if they want to see, you know, partially clad gentlemen thrusting upon them. and that's why Logan's here. His website, rockstarpartystrip.com. Utilize his services. He's good at what he does.
Hey, Nikki, are you scarred right now? You look shocked.
I'm just trying to get over the fact that he bit me over and grabbed my hair.
Did you like that?
I like the hair pulling a little, yeah.
See, you girls are into
You're ready for it.
Oh, he pulled it again. Yeah.
Yeah, you're so ready for it.
You're naughty.
We're nasty.
Yes. Your moisture, by the way, coating my ankle right now. It's embarrassing how aroused you are.
I better put up a caution slippery when wet sign.
You people in the first three rows, careful. You will get wet. But thank you, Logan, the male stripper, very much. Rockstarpartystrip.com is his website. Utilize his services. He's a great dude. Thank you, Nikki. I feel like you're about to lose your virginity if you didn't just.
She will after the show today.
For sure. And I hope that was good for you.
Yeah.
Nikki.
What?
Be honest.
I'm not going to lose my virginity tonight.
Did it do anything for you down in your lady area?
No, not down in my lady area.
Why not?
I was a little too it was awkward.
If were gone and it were just you and Logan.
Maybe if it was just me and Logan.
Yeah, would have done a lot for you. Sure would have. Thanks, Logan. Appreciate you, man. Take it easy.
All right.
Woo. All right. So we know now that Danielle likes the fireman outfit.
That's no secret. I'm very upfront about that. What? Why do you think? I wonder if that's why I like Derek's overalls, because they have the whole overall thing, and that does it.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's because I know what that suit represents. It represents hard work and sweat and dirt.
Life saving.
Get on me.
But what about the other day we had a fire alarm and those grumpy firefighters showed up? Did those guys turn you on?
They didn't seem very happy to do their jobs. Logan and Derek, very happy to do their jobs.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah, Logan had a lot of job enjoyment that he was thrusting all over Nikki.
So you really want Derek to get a firefighter costume?
I don't want him to seek one out. We are very, very calm in our sex life.
Yes, very calm.
If we were more adventurous, I would absolutely want this in my room.
That's not adventurous. Dressing him up as a firefighter, that's not too adventurous, just so you know.
Listen, baby steps, okay?
Yeah. Baby steps?
Yeah.
Just get a fire extinguisher. You're good to go.
You got to walk before you run. I mean, it's not like we're asking her to go have sex on a fire truck, but you got to ease into it a little bit. I would like to know what other things that ladies like for guys to dress up as.
Well, there's that stat that 17% of guys dress up for their ladies in the bedroom.
And we want to hear from those guys and from you ladies.
How did they talk you into it?
Right. 877-327-9797. Because some guys like me and like Derek are very hesitant about it. You know, Mrs. Drew wants me to do the Mario thing.
I know. Every time I see Mrs. Drew, I'm not sure if that's a lie or not.
What? Just ask her. She's always honest.
That she wants you to dress up as Super Mario?
Yeah, and rescue her as Princess Peach so we can have some sort of Super Mario Brothers love.
Oh, man. Why won't you do that for her?
I don't know. 877-327-9797. We've got some AWOL Nation tickets as well as FIFA World Qualifier tickets. If you can tell us, ladies, what do you want your guys to dress up as in the bedroom? 877-327-9797.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.